Navedtra 14259 Alpha, Utilitiesman, Advanced, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 10, Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. 1. How many types of air conditioning systems must you consider before selecting and installing equipment? 2. Which type of air units are used when the areas to be air conditioned are close to each other, are being used for similar purposes, or have the same humidity and comfort zone requirements? Forced. 3. Once the type of air conditioning system has been chosen, the next step is to figure out its appropriate size. How many primary factors must be considered? 2. 4. Humidity, comfort temperature, and what else are the three primary considerations necessary for calculating heat load? Psychometrics. 5. Velocity, pressure, and what else are the three main factors that are important when you are designing and planning the size of an installation? Drafts. 6. Which calculation is the major consideration in a refrigeration system? Heat load. 7. How many general factors affect the refrigeration heat load estimate required for a particular application? 5. 8. Which type of leakage occurs through walls, doors, ceilings, and floor space into the space being refrigerated? Heat transmission load. 9. What is the rate of heat transfer that occurs through insulating material? Insulation factor. 10. Which factor is determined by the frequency with which a door is opened and closed and the length of time a door is left open? Air change load. 11. What is determined by the types of products being stored and product temperature at time of storage? Product load factor. 12. An absorption refrigeration system uses either water, ammonia, or what else as the refrigerant? Lithium bromide. 13. Which type of construction must be used throughout the absorption refrigeration system because of the high pressure, 400 psi? Welded steel tube. 14. Which type of refrigeration system is for use in trucks, railroad cars, and shipping containers that transport perishable items? Expendable. 15. The three types of refrigerants presently being used in an expendable system are liquid nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and what else? Liquid helium. 16. In the expendable evaporator system, liquid refrigerant is stored in large metal insulated cylinders. These cylinders are normally located in the front of the cargo vehicle. Each cylinder is equipped with a temperature control to provide a temperature range of minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit to what? 60 degrees Fahrenheit. 17. In the expendable refrigerant spray system, liquid nitrogen or what else is sprayed directly into the vehicle space that is to be cooled. Carbon dioxide. 18. What will instantly freeze any part of the human body that it touches? Liquid nitrogen. 19. Which type of refrigeration system is used to move heat from one area to another by use of electrical energy? Thermoelectric. 20. Which type of refrigeration systems are used where ultra-low temperatures are required but cannot be obtained economically through the use of a single-stage system? Multistage. 21. Which type of system has two separate refrigerant systems interconnected in such a way that the evaporator from the first unit cools the condenser of the second unit? Cascade. 22. Which type of system uses two or more compressors connected in series in the same refrigeration system? Compound. 23. How many general groups are evaporators divided into? 2. 24. With present technology, the newer air conditioning and refrigeration systems use reciprocating, rotary, screw, centrifugal, swashplate, and which type of compressors? Scroll. 25. What is a control that responds to changes in temperature and directly or indirectly controls the temperature? Thermostat. 26. Thermostats are of how many types? 3. 27. What is the common sensing element of a thermostat? Bimetal. 28. Electrical room thermostats are in how many categories? 3. 29. Line voltage thermostats are usually how many volts? 115. 30. Normally, line voltage thermostats are located only in which type of applications? industrial, commercial. 31. Which type of thermostats, 24 volts, are not dangerous to the user? Low voltage. 32. The millivoltage thermostat operates at 750, 500, or how many millivolts? 250. 33. Which type of component enhances the operation of a thermostat? Anticipator. 34. What produces false heat in a thermostat to prevent extreme temperature changes within a space? Heating anticipator. 35. Which type of anticipators are not adjustable? Cooling. 36. What maintains a constant pressure in the evaporator? Automatic expansion valve, Alpha Echo Victor. 37. How many pressures affect the operation of the automatic expansion valve? 5. 38. What is the most widely used expansion device? Thermal expansion valve, Tango Echo Victor. 39. When a TEV is used on a large evaporator or an evaporator with a pressure drop of 6 to 7 pounds across the evaporator, the valve will prematurely cause what? Hunting. 40. What prevents the flow of liquid refrigerant into the suction line and the compressor? Accumulator. 41. How many types of single-phase motors are used in hermetic assemblies? 4. 42. Which motor is used generally on condensing units of 1/10, 1/6, and 1/4 horsepower capillary tube systems? Split phase. 43. The capacitor start induction run motor is commonly used on commercial systems up to what horsepower? 3/4. 44. How many capacitors are used with the capacitor start capacitor run motor? 2. 45. Which type of motor has limited starting torque and is used basically with capillary tube air conditioning equipment such as window units? Permanent split phase. 46. Split phase motors used in hermetic refrigeration and air conditioning applications are designed to start under load. These split phase and capacitor motors use two sets of spiral windings, a starting winding, and which other type of winding? Running. 47. What is the opposition to the flow of alternating current by inductance and capacitance? Reactance. 48. Hermetic motors have how many electrical terminals connected through an insulated seal to the motor windings inside the dome? 3. 49. The two basic types of circuits are load and what else? Control. 50. Which type of circuit contains controls that either open or close a path that operates a load device? Control. 51. Air conditioning and refrigeration units normally have how many fan motors and a compressor? 2. 52. If, during the procedure for identifying motor terminals, the ohmmeter displays a blank readout during any test, there is probably a defective winding. A defective winding may be classified as open or what else? Shorted. 53. What is the result of a burned out or grounded fault or simply a break somewhere in the lead or winding that prevents the current from completing the circuit? Open windings. 54. An ohm meter can be used to check windings for shorts. For most applications, a low range meter with a scale graduated in tenths of ohms between how many ohms is best? 0 and 2. 55. What is the result of an electrical conductor in contact, either directly or indirectly, with the motor frame or the metal shell of the unit? Ground. 56. Starting relays, overload protectors, and what else are electrical components that can cause trouble in hermetic motor compressor circuits? Capacitors. 57. How many basic types of starting relays are there? 3. 58. What is an electromagnet similar to a solenoid valve that employs a weight and spring to hold the contacts open when the circuit is idle? Current relay. 59. Which type of relays are used with capacitor start motors? Voltage. 60. Which type of relay are thermal relays commonly known as? Hot wire. 61. In hermetic refrigeration and air conditioning work, capacitors are identified in which two groups? Start and run. 62. which type of capacitors are connected in series with starting windings. Start. 63. Which type of capacitor serves to provide a smoother and quieter operating motor? Run. 64. Starting relays can be tested how many different ways with an ohm meter? 2. 65. It is important for you to understand how and why air conditioning and refrigeration units work like they do. Which type of diagrams provide the type of detail you need to meet this requirement? Schematic wiring. 66. All wiring circuits are built around how many requirements? 4. 67. In the schematic wiring diagram, the source of electrons is a line drawn on one side of the diagram, and it is usually designated as what? L1, Lima 1. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at navybmr.com.